Hey, music aficionados, welcome to another enlightening trip into music production nirvana. Today, we're zeroing in on one of the most exciting tools available to music makers today, TrackLib. What's the big deal with TrackLib? What makes it tick? And most importantly, how does it fare against stalwarts like Splice? Buckle up, grab your headphones, let's dive into the rhythm and understand why TrackLib is a game changer. So let's begin. What is TrackLib? In short, it's a treasure trove for anyone interested in crafting beats through the art of sampling. It's a cloud-based platform, brimming with an awe-inspiring range of pre-cleared tracks that you can harness in your music production journey. But the variety is what truly sets TrackLib apart. An ocean of music from every conceivable genre, from hard-hitting hip-hop to the nostalgic hooks of classic rock, to the hypnotic beats of EDM, and even the symphonies of Mozart. So whether you're just getting started with your mixing board or you're a seasoned producer, TrackLib has got you covered. One of the reasons TrackLib is creating waves in the music industry comes down to its unique approach and the amazing features that it offers. These aren't just songs. These are professionally recorded and mastered tracks that let you see their very building blocks. You can access individual stems or sections of music, like mesmerizing vocal harmonies, thunderous drum beats, and intricate synths, which you can mix, chop, and rearrange in your compositions. That kind of sample-based freedom is incredibly hard to find elsewhere. At this point, you might be wondering, how does TrackLib fare when stacked against platforms like Splice? Fabulous question. While both platforms have key selling points, it wouldn't be fair to compare them directly, as they serve different needs. Let's dissect this further. Think of it as TrackLib vs. Splice, more of a friendly debate than an intense showdown. They are both powerful tools in their own right, catering to different artists and styles. TrackLib rests in the inspirational realm, opening up endless vistas for those of you who delight in upcycling iconic tracks, chopping them up, and producing something entirely unique. In contrast, Splice leans more towards the creators who favor constructing electronic music from ground zero using pre-made loops and presets. However, one significant distinction between the two platforms lies in licensing. The tracks in TrackLib's catalog aren't royalty-free. Simply put, if you plan on publicly releasing your creations based on their samples, licensing is a hurdle you must clear. Fear not. This isn't as daunting as it sounds. TrackLib offers an easy-peasy licensing setup with diverse pricing plans catering to your level of use. This enables you to legally release your beat-tastic projects into the world, without worrying about copyright hassles. However, if you're just starting your music journey and have a tight budget, Splice, with its royalty-free samples, might be your go-to choice. Its affordable subscription offers ample downloads that lets you dip your toes into the vast sampling sea. So, should you pick TrackLib or Splice? It all boils down to your creative practice and budget. TrackLib takes away the headache of a sample clearance and dazzles with a high-quality track range, while Splice throws open a vast library of royalty-free sounds, and that's a wrap on the TrackLib review.
As you continue your musical journey, remember, the best tool isn't necessarily the one that's best overall, but the one that is best suited to you. So, don't hesitate to explore, experiment, and see which platform best complements your production workflow. Before we hit the fade out, if you found this video helpful, do hit that like button and subscribe for more musical exploration. Thank you for watching. Keep those beats flowing, and we'll see you on the flip side. Now, back to the beats, and goodbye until next time.